Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
It's Michael and Jesse.
Indeed.
The ladies who dish.
That is our title.
That is us. We only have had two podcasts, and this is our third, and we were on hiatus because of the holidays.
Which is mandatory.
Yes. So, you probably miss us, even though there's only like 39 of you. Not 40.
39, 40? Why not?
Because we need one more person.
Oh,
and we'll hit that.
We'll hit that 40. We'll hit that 50.
That, you know, you've made it when you've hit the. It's like getting a platinum album.
It's true.
It is.
I want five times though. Taylor Swift's Fearless. That's what we're gonna aim for.
Yes.
Anyway, Happy New Year.
Yes. 2010.
That's a big deal.
And the other day was like that parallelogram. I mean, parallelogram. What's that word? That's not parallelogram.
What's parallelogram?
Like where the thing goes back. An anagram. It was an anagram day. Where like it's the same backwards.
That's not
this forwards. Yes.
No.
What's anagram?
That's, maybe that's something where, no, what's the word? Oh, we're wasting time now. But there, it's a different word.
Anyways, whatever. If you know what the real word is, tell us.
Tell us, yeah, because
we're retarded. We're
apparently mental. Anyway, sorry for all the mentals.
Yeah, okay, so anyways, Jesse, what was your highlight Christmas present?
Christmas present? I got a lot of money, but the best thing I got was my external hard drive. I needed it because my computer was full to the brim, like...
How big was it?
Like Tara Reid. And it was, well, it's a terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes.
Oh.
So
you should call it Tara Reid. It's a terabyte. You can call it Tara Reid.
Maybe my external hard drive, Tara Reid.
So
many things into that.
I know, but also it'll break down a lot. I think your hard drive is drunk.
Anyway, that was a good gift because I needed that desperately. What about you?
Well, I got a new phone because I broke mine.
Right.
And I don't know. I think, like, honestly, my best present was my new luggage that I got.
Oh, he's such a diva.
Oh, I love my luggage. It wasn't quite the Louis Vuitton trunks that I was hoping for.
But it's still, where is this? I want to see.
Oh, it's like right behind you.
Oh, it's nice.
Yes.
I like that.
It is Tommy Hilfiger. My parents got it at the fine store called Costco.
Oh, well, you know. Shop.
Anyways.
But yes, it was a good Christmas.
Yeah.
And good
New Year's.
It was a good New Year's. I had a good time.
Yeah. Mine was pretty tame, but it was fun.
Yeah, me too. I didn't even drink. I didn't get to drink because I had to drive.
Yeah.
But
so
I was fine with that because I had a lot of fun.
Oh, actually, I remember this is what we have a list of things we want to talk about. I remember what I wanted to talk about,
okay,
which is related to New Year's.
Okay,
well,
good.
To my New Year's.
Right.
And that is we watched Jersey Shore.
Oh, finally!
Oh,
I've been dying to watch it. Tell
Jesse
me,
Jesse and I have been,
it?
Like, obsessed with Jersey Shore. Like, we
haven't
watched
it. And we haven't even seen it, and we were obsessed.
And so anyways, I finally watched it over the holidays. Jersey Shore is, like, it's, like, everything you could hope for in a trashy reality
is
show.
Is it, like, The Hills?
Oh, no. It's
what is
like
it?
I'm assuming
it's like that, or, like...
No, it's, like, it's, like, The Real World. Like, it's, like, that.
Oh, that's better!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
excited. God, no, it's not like The Hills, it's so trashy. Like,
Snooki, is that her name?
Snooki, yeah.
Oh, I've been dying to watch her.
Oh my god,
I saw the clip where she got punched in the face.
Oh my god, it's so sad. Okay, what happens is...
I know, I saw the clip. Oh, tell me the whole thing.
Okay, well, it's not really a big spoiler alert, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyways, what happens is, they're at a bar, and there's like these really annoying people like stealing their drinks. Like they order drinks at the bar, and then like these like other guys come up and like
take
shots.
That? Oh.
So like Snooki gets up like all in their faces and is like, like, you're ugly, like, whatever. And this guy, who's, like, enormous, by the way, punches her in the face, and, like, she goes flying and hits the floor. Like,
I saw her crying, and he went to his car. Did he get arrested? Or?
Yeah, he got arrested, like, right away.
Good.
And, like, it's also funny, because, like, all the guys, like, fucking, like, jump on this guy,
oh
because... But, like, it was really unfair, because she's, like...
Like, what?
She's,
and he's a beast,
she's, like,
man?
4'3", and, like...
Is she really? Oh, poor
she's
man.
Really little.
Actually, I saw her on the Wendy Williams show, and Wendy Williams... Is it Wendy Williams?
Oh, yeah.
And she's, like, 8 feet tall, and I swear to God, she looks like a chihuahua next to her.
I know. She is, like, a chihuahua, a little poof.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm going to call her a chihuahua girl.
Actually,
I desperately want to see this show.
Yes, and also, it's really good because there's a guy named The Situation, and he, like, that's his nickname,
oh,
and that is his nickname because his abs are named The Situation. And when you watch the show, you'll see why. He's kind of disgusting, but his abs are ridiculous.
I just saw a picture today of Michael Cera and that one Guido guy. I don't know what his name is. I don't watch it yet. He was wearing his nice Ed Hardy study.
What did he look like?
Hair like this.
Oh, like hair pushed back.
Hair pushed back.
Oh, I forget his name.
And he did Michael Cera's hair like that, and there's a picture of them together.
Oh, that's the
best. It was kind
of... We'll post a link to it.
Yeah, you'll see it. It's kind of great.
That's amazing. Okay.
But, yeah. So that's what we've been up to.
Yes.
Briefly.
But okay, now it's this is really, like, overdue, but, like, we just have to say, rest in peace, Brittany Murphy.
Yeah, oh.
So sad.
It's so sad. I found out when I was coming back from Ottawa, and I thought it was a joke, because, you know.
It's like when people thought Kanye died.
Yeah, yeah. she's only 32. It's tragic. I mean,
I know. I don't know. Like, to me, like, the only good movie she ever did, no offense. I mean, she was in Clueless, which was good, but, like, the best movie she ever did was
Girl Interrupted,
yeah. Which she's so good in. And the scene where Angelina Jolie, like, yells at her, so good. It's so sad.
It is sad. But, yeah, I never really loved her, but it's just, it doesn't mean it's not sad. She was funny, and she's cute. Oh.
And you kind of had to admire her for her sad music career. I mean, I know she's dead, but that was bad. Like,
it's true. Oh, poor thing. Oh, no, but that is sad. We've had a lot of big celebrity deaths in 2009.
I know. What the F?
Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho.
Yeah, it is sad about her.
Oh, also, in contrast and hilarious news, a couple weeks ago, which you all probably know about already, the Pope got attacked at the Vatican.
This is what I've been told. I did not hear about this, but I still think it's kind of hilarious.
Okay, so basically, like, the Pope was just, like, walking down the aisle. That's funny. But, like, he was, like, I guess it was, like, the end of the service or something, and this woman, like, in a pew, like, fucking jumped him. And, like, apparently, like, I watched a thing on CNN, and apparently, like, the Pope has worse, like, you think he would have, like, Secret Service level security, right?
Oh, for sure.
Apparently he has, like, almost, like, no bodyguards. And, like, he gets attacked all the time.
That is a shame.
I know.
Why would you want to attack the Pope? I mean, I can think of.
He wants to be accessible, but, like, I mean, the old Pope got shot at.
Does he not have bodyguards?
Well, he probably has some, but not very.
What do you mean attack?
Missiles,
like,
Vatican cards,
like a crazed fan attack, or like
it was
a mauling.
It wasn't like I want to kill the Pope. It was like I want to touch the Pope because he's so holy, kind of thing.
Still.
But yeah, you know, they have those Vatican guards and those fucking ridiculous outfits.
Yeah.
What
are they gonna do?
Like,
dance
with
for
those
them?
Things?
They
yeah.
Can do like a musical number.
A little jig.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah,
so that's kind of funny.
That was funny. Yeah, sorry if you're Catholic, but that's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it is funny. You have to admit, come on, someone, he's not hurt.
Exactly.
Or a little.
Yeah, he's kind of a bastard anyways.
Yeah, so.
Anywho's. I feel like Sinead O'Connor, like, I didn't just, like, I should have, like, ripped it.
Yeah, we should have.
Fight the real
power. Yeah, Michael just ripped a picture of the Pope up right now.
Yeah, like this.
After he's saying, I'm not going to see you. You missed it. Before we started, he did that,
yeah.
He's going to be on SNL next week.
Yeah, watch out. Anyways.
Also in political agenda.
Yes, in Africa, which is a hot spot for gay rights.
Yeah, we talked about Uganda in our first cast.
Yes.
And see me using the lingo. I don't know if that's real.
We're so big on the podcast lingo.
In Malawi, the first gay couple got married.
Yeah.
And that's great. I'm really happy for them.
But it's illegal.
It's illegal. And if they get caught, which, well, they have.
That's
but if they actually get apprehended,
they'll
I don't know if they fled.
Jail
but,
for 14 years.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's pretty sick. Like, I don't know if I would be able to do that. I mean, maybe I would. But, like, I've never had
they're brave to do it.
I know.
Knowing they could be thrown in prison for 14 years. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I'm getting a phone call.
Michael's getting a phone call. Hold on.
So BRB, yo. Okay, hi, I'm back from my phone call with my mother.
While he was on the phone, I organized his desk.
Yes, my room's kind of a mess.
Anyway, so yeah, Malawi and 14 years in jail.
Okay. MBD.
MBD, 14 years. If they're lucky, they'll be like Martha.
You know what I said? You know what I said to you? Remember what I said to you? I was like,
yeah.
Do you think the Malawi prisons have a bridal suite?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the funniest. Well, they probably do.
Really terrible, but
anyway, but that's that. So that's what's going on in Malawi.
So now we're gonna have a little fun game for y'all, and it is we're gonna play a game of Mad Libs, and there's a free website of Mad Libs called MadGlibs.com. We'll post
Mad
the link.
Glibs.
Yeah, we'll post the link to you.
Yes, and you can have some fun too.
But yeah, anyways, so this one is entitled My Dream Man.
And it was contributed by Rosalind. Thank you, Rosalind.
Yes. Okay. So here we are. We have all our words selected for My Dream Man by Rosalind.
Oh, Rosalind. Okay. So we have an adjective, which is sweaty.
Adjective.
Erotic.
Celebrity.
The cast of The Golden Girls.
Celebrity.
Tom Ford.
Animal.
Tara Reid.
Verb.
Penetrate.
Noun.
Pill splitter.
Other noun.
Blackface.
Part of body.
Vulva.
Adverb.
Swimmingly.
Adjective.
Sandy.
Adverb.
Aggressively.
Adjective.
Hairless.
Adjective.
Odorous.
Part of body.
Prostate.
Adjective.
Burnt.
Noun.
Anal beads.
Noun.
Spyglass.
Person in room that is a male.
Cheyenne Jackson.
And technically he's not, but he's always on our minds.
So he's here.
He's here. Anyways, yeah. Here is...
Go mad. Read it, Michael.
Okay. My dream man. My dream man should, first of all, be very sweaty and erotic. He should have a physique like... I can't even read this! He should have a physique like the cast of The Golden Girls. And a profile like Tom Ford and the intelligence of a Tara Reid. Okay.
Oh my god.
He must be polite and always remember to penetrate my pill splitter.
I can't breathe.
And to tip his black face and take my vulva when crossing the street. He should move swimmingly and have a sandy voice and should always dress aggressively. I would also like him to be a hairless dancer and we I would also like him to be a hairless dancer, and when we are alone, he should whisper odorous nothings into my prostate and hold my burnt anal beads. Oh my god, it gets so good.
I'm gonna throw up.
I know. A spyglass is hard to find. In fact, the only one I can think of is Cheyenne Jackson.
Jesus.
Oh my god, that was one of the best Mad Libs I've ever done.
I'm crying. Okay, I know you can't see me right now, but I'm crying.
Penetrating my pill splitter actually sounds really sexual.
The best was you should have a physique like the cast of, like the cast of Golden Girls, a profile like Tom Ford, and the intelligence of a terrorist.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I can't breathe. All right, that's our game, our Mad Lib today.
So what we're going to do... is we're going to have a listener interactive Mad Lib game. So what we're going to do is we're not going to tell you which one off the site it is, but we're going to post all the words we need.
Mm-hmm. And we need your help. You just got to fill them in.
Submit.
Well, not all of them.
Well, but the more the better.
Yeah. So send us a list if you
post it on Facebook or Blogspot.
Mm-hmm.
And or Twitter.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
Yeah, that is really hard.
But anyways, do that.
Yeah, on our Facebook page, on our Blogspot, send us your list, and next week we'll read this new Mad Lib, it'll be great.
It'll be hilarious. Anyways, so now Jesse is going to talk about some movies that he saw over the holidays.
Because the last podcast we recorded, I was talking about how many amazing movies were coming out, and I needed to see them, and I saw them, and it was just wonderful. Before I went home for the holidays, I went to see The Princess and the Frog, which, oh my god, Michael, have you seen it yet?
No. I haven't seen any of the movies you're going to talk about.
It is wonderful. Princess and the Frog is delightful. It's the first 2D animated film since, I don't know what, but it's been a while, anyway.
Emperor's New Groove?
Maybe The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
I don't know what they've done after that, that's worth mentioning.
Yeah.
But, anyway, and I forgot how much I love 2D animation.
So good.
And... the story is great, the voice work is great, the animation's amazing. Everyone should go see The Princess and the Frog. You won't be let down after you've seen probably 1,000,000,000 CGI 3D in your face.
Avatar.
Avatar, oh lord. I saw that too. So yeah, when I came home, I went to see Avatar. I know we're not. Anyway, it's got so much hype and everyone loves it. And you know what? I liked it, but...
Wait, which?
Avatar?
Oh.
It's just, I liked it. I did. It's great. It's great fun, but I don't think it's that super. I don't know. People are going to hate me for this. But I don't know. I think everyone should see it, but it's just not my favorite. I also saw Nine. Oh, dear Lord. Nine is so fun. Not everyone will like it. I think it's just because it's a musical that got bonus points with me. But the cast is superb. The musical numbers are great, but the story is a little weak. I don't know, but go see it. It's fun, at least for...
Yeah, but like any musical, it's not like with a few exceptions. It's not like the story is like...
No. Well, I mean, it could have been... I don't know. It's adapted from...
Stage.
The stage, and that was adapted from Fellini's 8.5, which is fucked up as it is. So, I don't know. I guess people just don't get the story.
Maybe.
But it is getting critically panned, too, so... But I still think everyone should go see it. It's fun, really fun. And I also saw It's Complicated.
How
with
was that?
My...
Meryl.
My wife, Meryl, and Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin. And it was very, very funny. I mean, it's adult humor. It's not like... I don't think young teenagers are going to go see it and have
a good time.
Oh, I
thought you were
going
to say, like, don't take your children to see it, like, obviously.
Well, no. I mean, like, even young teenagers, it's not
something
they enjoy. I enjoyed it because, I don't know.
No.
I'm an old woman, but... It's great. It's just great.
Sorry, I just want to say, I came to the conclusion today that I'm a middle-aged woman trapped in a gay man's body.
That makes...
It makes so much
sense. But, yeah. So you'd enjoy It's Complicated.
Yeah.
Meryl was great. Alec Baldwin was great. It's very fun. And it's funny and hilarious and happy. So those are the movies I saw over the break. And there's still a few I need to catch up on. But I'm excited because the Golden Globes are next. Oh, my God. On the 17th. On Sunday, the 17th.
Yes.
And we're going to, you know, have to watch them.
Yes. And hosted by Ricky Gervais, which I'm
Ricky Gervais is
so excited.
He's hilarious. I mean, when he's on TV, he's funny.
Do you think Stephen Merchant will make a cameo?
I hope so. And then on the 31st of January is the Grammy Awards.
Oh, I'm actually, like, I'm more excited for the Grammys than the Golden Globes,
I
have to admit.
Me too. I love the Grammys.
But I'm also more excited for the Oscars.
Yes,
but...
that's not until March 6th or 7th.
Oh, good Lord.
We're going to have to plan a party for this.
I know.
For these awards.
I don't want to be too drunk, though. I won't remember.
No.
But I never drink.
Let's not kid ourselves. Anyway, and aside from movies, there's been a lot of music that we've been listening to lately.
Yes.
And Michael has something to say about that.
Okay, so some of these are kind of, like, delayed, but probably a lot of you started listening to them. Okay, first of all, Norah Jones released a new album, which is called...
The Fall. Is it?
I'm going to double check.
Yeah, The Fall.
I bought it for my mom for Christmas. She's a big Norah Jones fan.
Mm-hmm. I love the cover.
I know. It is a beautiful
cover.
Oh, yes. It is called The Fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, like, old school Norah Jones, but with more groove and soul. Like, it's not really, like, any of her... It's not... Some people used to call her mom jazz, which I can see, but
yeah,
her music is so good. And I don't know, it's a really good album. And also, y'all are gonna laugh, but I don't care. Susan Boyle's album is so good. Like, so good.
I want to vouch for that, but I haven't listened to it yet, so.
Yeah. Highlights are Wild Horses.
I've heard that. Oh, that's my favorite Rolling Stone song, and I'm so glad she covered it.
Yeah, and the cover of the Madonna song, You'll See.
Oh.
Oh my God, it's phenomenal.
Wow, they really...
Also, How Great Thou Art, which is actually, like, a really pretty hymn.
Mm-hmm.
She sings. And, okay. Oh, and she actually, like, looks really cute on the cover. And I remember when she, like, got a makeover, I was like, oh my gosh, she's sold out. Well, she can't, like, go around with those eyebrows
and
a
so
t-shirt
true.
Dress.
She knocked people over.
I know. Anyways, and the last thing I want to talk about is the other day on iTunes, I bought the deluxe version of Alicia Keys' new album. I know what it's called. Oh, The Element of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It is so... Okay.
Well,
like,
she is...
Well, this is the thing. This is what I said. I said Alicia Keys could, like, record herself farting and win 5 Grammys. Like, but...
It's true.
It's true. But... She's so talented, and, like, this album is really electronic, like, still really soulful, and, if you're a big Alicia Keys fan, I really recommend getting the deluxe version, because you get, like, the digital booklet, and you get 5, videos of, like, acoustic, like, intimate studio performances, and they're exquisite. Like, they're fun to listen to, but, like, I love watching her perform, because she's stunning and flawless.
She is wonderful. I haven't heard this album yet, but as I am... was one of my favorite albums of, like, 2007.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just great. And I'm really looking forward to
hearing
this.
And highlight of the album, well, first, I actually have it right here.
Okay.
Highlights of the album, Try Sleeping with a Broken Heart, which she performed at the AMAs, which was so awkward. And,
Did she?
Yeah. That's what she performed.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
okay.
And then the broken down version of Empire State of Mind.
Love it, I heard that.
So stunning.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the best, like, the most fun song is a song that she does with Beyonce called... Put It In Love Song. And the best is because it's so diva at the beginning.
Mm.
Because
is it really?
Alicia Keys is like, hey, B. Beyonce's like, hey, A. And he's like, what do you want? And I want to put them in, I forget what they say, but it's like, oh my god, it's so good.
That's so good. I'm going to acquire this album as soon as I go home.
Yeah. Actually, maybe let's play it.
What up, A? What do you want?
So yeah, this is really amazing.
What up, B? Oh, that's great. Anyway.
So yeah.
So, all in all, that's the music we've been hearing.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, we're choking on something there.
Yeah. Some cut my throat.
I don't do.
Anyways, what else do you want to talk about?
Briefly? I don't know. I wanted to rant about something, and I was thinking before we started that there's been something that's been pissing me off, but I cannot remember what it was. So it can't
there's always something pissing you off.
Yeah, that's true.
In some form or another.
I don't know. But,
yeah, so, in summary, play Mad Libs with us.
Yeah, so, we should promote our sites right now, because I don't know if people are...
Yeah, okay.
Just in case.
So, you can become a fan of us on Facebook.
Just Google, or if you're friends with us...
Search Ladies Who Dish. And we're also ladieswhodish.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also, don't put www, just put ladieswhodish.podbean.com, and that's where we host our podcasts.
Yeah, but it's also on Blogspot. We just put it all there.
Yeah, but yeah.
And we're also on Twitter.
Twitter, follow us.
Follow us.
And yeah, so that's about it.
I think that's all.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't, I don't know how long this has been. I hope it's not as long as the last ones. Sorry if they've been too long.
They love the sound of our voices for the beginning.
We love the sound
of everyone our voices. Everyone is masturbating while they listen to us. I know I will later.
Oh. But yeah, and you can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search on iTunes Ladies Who Dish, and you can subscribe to our podcast through there too.
Actually, don't go to iTunes because I tried that.
Why?
It doesn't work. You have to go to our Podbean website, and then down at the bottom, there's a subscribe on iTunes link, and that will do it automatically for you.
So go to our Podbean.
Yeah, if you want to subscribe, go to our Podbean site.
And it's at the bottom right. You can click subscribe through iTunes, and you'll get our updates through there.
Yeah.
If that sounds complicated, but you'll figure it out. You're all smart,
it's complicated, lovely, like
sexy people. Anyway, so
good night, folks.
Good night.
Okay.